Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the weekday devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. If you're just joining us for the first time, Orbit is a daily Bible reading with some thoughts to help you put it into practice in your life. We hope it's useful, and if you like it, please do spread the word. The Bible reading today comes from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Well, here's a fun question. How is your self-discipline? How in control of yourself, your thoughts, and your actions do you feel? Do you wake up each morning with a clear idea of what you want to do and then go on to achieve it all? Or are you constantly frustrated by your own inability to live up to your expectations? Living in a high-achieving town like Reigate, it's easy to feel like we're surrounded by people in the first group that I described. Go-getters who've conquered every area of life almost effortlessly and now subject themselves to military training in the park for fun. They are disciplined and impressive in every way. Meanwhile, I can't be the only person who feels more comfortable in the second category, wanting so much to be self-disciplined, but constantly failing when I feel too tired, too emotional, or too compelled to eat a donut. Self-discipline is hard. There's no other way to say it. If it wasn't difficult to control ourselves, then many of the world's problems wouldn't exist. So many of the things with which we struggle as human beings can be traced back to an individual or corporate challenge of self-control. Paul knew this, and that's why he's encouraging the church in Corinth, to whom this letter was written, to focus on self-discipline. Paul uses the metaphor of a race, or really of training for one. If you are committed to doing well in a race, then you have to train properly. And Paul likens that to the Christian life. As we talked about yesterday on Orbit, the way in which we live our lives really matters. Yet we don't change our lifestyle because of shame or fear of punishment, but as a response to the grace that we've received from God. A self-disciplined lifestyle which seeks to live God's way, even when temptation tells us otherwise, is that response we were talking about yesterday. So, how do we become more self-controlled and more self-disciplined? I think there are two parts to the answer. First, we create our own version of strict training, as Paul puts it. We create structures in our day and our week, and we make commitments to practice self-discipline regularly. This might mean taking regular physical exercise in order to stay healthy. It might mean spending time every day in prayer, silence, or reading God's word in order to keep our focus on God. Hey, it might even making a commitment to listen to Orbit every day. We put rules and practices into the everyday, and that becomes a training program for the Christian journey. However, when we try to do things on our own steam, we inevitably run into problems. So the second component of achieving self-discipline is inviting God's Spirit to partner with us, to become our running mate as we seek to train ourselves. With God's help, our attempts at self-control are much more likely to succeed. We do all this because, as Paul says, there is a prize at the end of the race. Not just eternal life, although that is part of it, but the opportunity to know and enjoy a relationship with the God of perfect love. Superachievers throw themselves into self-discipline because they know it increases their chance of success. As Christians, we sort of do the same thing, but our prize is way greater. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would help me to achieve greater self-control. Help me when I'm weak and lead me away from temptation whenever it finds me. I pray that you would help me every day to focus on the goal of living for you and knowing you better. Amen. There's now a chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. We want to charge you with this, with an idea to create a really simple version of an ancient monastic tool called a rule of life. All that really means is a list of simple rules by which you've decided to live your everyday life. So, choose three things which you are going to try to do every day for the next week. One of them should be about your relationship with God, like some time listening to worship music every day. One should be about how you relate to other people. So it might be that you want to offer people some encouragement. You want to encourage people every day or write to someone every day. And another one should be about how you spend your free time and how you could do that positively. They don't all need to be religious, by the way. They're about you. So write them down and tick them off each day. And at the end of the week, see whether you want to keep going. That's it. If you want to let us know how that went or get in touch about anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. Let us know what you think of this daily thought. I realize it's been a little bit longer today, but hopefully it's been worth it. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.